I think the minister is very reluctant to change anything, but there has to be change. But thankfully, Leitrim County Council now, after the day, I said to them, like, I was disappointed with the reply, but actually they're re-looking at it. And there are a number of key players in Leitrim. As I said, Quilcha, Irish Forest Trust, Vion, Dasos, and a few very big landowners with over 1,000 hectares each. They have a responsibility to the people of Leitrim that the roads can be kept open. Leitrim County Council should not be having to drive around and put their men in danger after any storm to be cutting down.
Yeah. Down through. Prevention is better than cure is what you're saying here.
That is what I'm saying. Now is the time to act. But nobody's saying, there seems to be a reluctance to do anything. We've heard, you know, about the power lines, and now a minister talking about growing Christmas trees under the power. He's driving the people of Leitrim bonkers with some of the things that he's coming up with.
The performance of Minister Healy Ray here has come in for quite a lot of criticism, as you mentioned, and there seems to be almost an over exuberance on his behalf to look after maybe forestry owners, but yet areas that have been impacted so much by storms, he seems to brush them off time and time again, and then when is challenged or criticised about it, angrily regrets that criticism.
Yeah, he's good at deflecting a lot of the criticism, but in all fairness, he's going to have to wake up. He's going to have to understand that people matter as well. It's not just the ordinary people of Leitrim, Roscommon, West Cavan. We all live here. This is our habitat, and we're going to fight and do everything that we can to remain here. And he's going to have to wake up and call it for what it is. Actually, going back, they're mad to get the felling licences in to remove the windthrow timber. But that's okay. But a felling licence also brings in what's going to be replanted. And in a lot of cases, they're putting in Sitka spruce that's already blown down, and they're going to replant them with that. It's ludicrous what's going on. They should be looking at a broadleaf or native woodlands.
And you'd probably imagine as well that the ash dieback very much needs to be got under control before you'd envisage this mass planting again, because we're going to be looking at probably more damages, more trees falling as a result of that, until such time as there's a handle got on it.
Correct. All they talk about is the amount of hectares that they need to get planted. Do you know, it's pie in the sky, because we're talking about 8,000 hectares of plant. They need to sort out the problems that's on the ground there first. But I can never see in a country like Ireland where they will be able to ever get their hands on 8,000 hectares per annum. Because remember, for every hectare they have to get, some farmer or some family has to be put to the road. And we cannot see their clearances, especially in the west and northwest of Ireland. If they want to go to some of the bigger farmers down the south, by all means. But for God's sake, leave the people of Leitrim and West Cavan and Roscommon alone.